Good evening, my prince. It's me. Could I come in for but a moment? Thank you. I know, you didn't order anything, but I did bring you some whiskey, your favorite drink. Only if you, want some, of course. I just thought you might enjoy some refreshments. Of course, Your Highness. Let me pour you a glass. Oh no, I broke it. It's all over the carpet. I ruined it. My hands were trembling so much, and I just let the glass slip through my fingers. Okay. I apologize, my prince. I'm so sorry. No. No, it's not all right. I've been here a couple weeks, and the only thing I've done is made a mess of myself. And of the royal palace. The regular staff is ashamed of someone like me. They don't even think I should be allowed to walk in these corridors, let alone speak to you. Really useless after all. Huh? My prince, there's no need for you to do that. I caused this mess. There's no need for you to get your hands dirty. And you might cut yourself on the shards. Yes, master. As you will. I will, sit on the sofa by the fire. Are you sure you don't want me to do this? As you will, Your Highness. I'll just try to, collect myself. Are you finished? I do hope you didn't cut yourself. Good. I did not want this to go even more abysmal than it already is. Please, come sit with me. Please? Why am I here? Of course. You must really be confused by all this. Indeed, you did not order anything. I'm here on my own accord. I wanted to talk to you. If you have the time, of course. If you had something to attend to, I will leave at once, Master. You always have time for me? Thank you, my prince. I suppose I wanted to express my gratitude for everything over these last couple weeks. You have no idea how much my life changed. You saved me in more ways than one. The capital is such a busy place nowadays. Big factories everywhere, billowing smoke through their tall chimneys. The hissing of the steam automations towering above the people. Constant drone of carriages and trains in the distance. Airships of all kinds circling the city. And the massive overcrowding and poverty. I spent my whole youth in an orphanage. I never knew my parents. My mom died when I was born. And my father, apparently, had already run away from her a long time before that. The living conditions were terrible. But as I got older, even the orphanage couldn't support me anymore. I had no choice but to live on the streets, to eat and steal whatever I could, to sleep wherever there was shelter. I had to spend my days scavenging through piles of trash that the factories threw out, just in hopes that there might be some valuables in there somewhere. And of course I would end up getting beaten by the police if I was ever caught. So I always tried to keep to myself within crowds, or hide whenever I was alone. I know what kinds of horrible things men can do to a homeless orphan girl like me. But a couple weeks ago, I messed up. 5 men trapped me in an alleyway and pinned me against a wall and punched me and kicked me. They had knives. I still have a scar where they cut me on my arm. I was too afraid to do anything. They said such horrible things about how they would use me, ravage me, what they were planning to do with me. I struggled, I screamed, but I had never been very strong. I just thought this would be it, the end. First, a period of ceaseless agony as they ravaged me, before they would slit my throat and leave me for dead. But then a voice rang out, and when I looked, I saw a handsome young man, about my age, in an ornate uniform. A sword in one hand, a revolver in the other, a guard on either side. The prince, on his way from the royal barracks back to the palace. And it was all over, so quick. The Vagavans thought you to be some young, overconfident officer and refused to be arrested. But you and your guards disposed of them so quick. I still remember precisely how you picked me up from the ground. Your eyes looking into mine, just as you're doing right now. Asking me if I was all right. I suppose I did ruin your guard uniform with my crying, and with all the filth covering me. I do apologize for that, dear prince. What happened next, I still cannot believe, though. When I explained my situation, you offered me a position as a maid. So many royals would not even respond to the cries of some filthy orphan girl down in an alleyway, let alone save them and let them cry all over their beautiful uniforms. And then, on top of that, you offered me a job as your maid. I just could not understand. I still can't. Why? Why me? I'm worthless. I'm not of noble standing. I've never had any lessons in etiquette. I could not even read or write when I arrived. I had nothing to offer you or the imperial household. And still, you took me with you. You put me in your steam carriage and rode toward the palace. You gave me a safe roof above my head, a bath for me to clean myself, and food, and not have to steal anymore? In this beautiful maid uniform? And a bigger salary than I could ever dream of earning. You even personally taught me how to read and write a little, since the staff refused to do it. I do not understand. I don't deserve this. My prince, no, do not back away. I was merely surprised. Please, please hold me. Hold me. Hold me like you held me in that alleyway. Make me feel safe. The staff has been cold to me, to say the least. They're all minor nobility. They feel I should not have been allowed to be in the palace in the first place. That my very presence was a disgrace to them. The head butler even said that clockwork animation could do a better job of handling the laundry and the cleaning than I ever could. And you've seen how your father, the emperor, looked at me when you brought me in. I heard you argue with him yesterday about it again, while I was cleaning, about kicking me out. He said you should dump that peasant whore back into the filthy pit that you found her in. But you refused. Every time you had this conversation, you refused. I apologize. I don't mean to speak ill against your father. The Emperor is not a bad man, per se. But he does not care about the Empire's people like you do. There are not a lot of nobles, let alone nobles in the Imperial family, who would associate themselves with such common folk like me. Nobody in the palace stood up for me. Except you. No one in the palace was kind to me. Except for you. These last few weeks, you've shown me nothing but kindness, patience, and understanding. You are the best master I ever could have wished for. You've given me so much. I cannot even express the words for how I feel to you. And that's why I'm in your personal chambers this evening. And why I'm so nervous. Not just to thank you with my words, but with deeds as well. I do not have anything to give you except for my body. The body those stinking criminals would have ravaged if it had not been for your intervention. I do not think you understand, Your Highness. This is not because I feel obligated to do so against my own will. Quite the opposite, to be exact. From my limited time in your household, I've seen what kind of man you truly are. My prince, am I allowed to confess something? Okay. All right, here goes nothing. I am afraid this foolish maid has fallen in love with her master. I know we can never be together as husband and wife. The difference in our standing forbids it. And you probably do not share my feelings. I could not hold it in any longer when I heard you arguing with your father yesterday. If I may be so bold, I would like to remain here, in your arms, looking into your eyes. My prince, could you kiss me, please? I just kissed for the first time with the prince. I think I might faint if you weren't holding me. Is it real? Is it actually happening? You've taken a liking to me as well? Your Highness. Oh, you've straddled me in your lap, facing you. You're a little stronger than I thought. I did not have any experience with all of this, but I know what I want, and that is you. Yes, my prince, I assure you, this is what I want. Do you want me? I guess that's a yes. Do you like my maid uniform? I think it's very pretty, especially compared to those rags that I wore before. All the frills and lace. I really like wearing it for you. You think I'm gorgeous? Master, my previous way of living did leave me quite skinny. I am a woman, but I lack the curvaceous body of some of the other maids. But beautiful? Just the way I am. Your Highness, I... Touch me anywhere you want, please. Your hands copy my breasts through the fabric of my dress. I never thought a man's touch could feel this good. Please continue. Of course, I will lower the top of my dress for you. Just let me unbutton these buttons on my top. Get out of these sleeves and... Do you like them? They're not exactly big by any standards. I do hope they're to your liking. Your Highness, your mouth and my breasts. Please, Lord, Master, lick my nipples, please. I'm yours. I'm completely yours. Pinch my nipple while licking the other. I've never felt this good in my life before. I love you, my prince. I love you. We need to stop, though. No. No, you feel amazing. But this feels wrong. I'm supposed to make you feel good. Instead, I'm the one receiving all the pleasure. It is good to know that you love doing this, but I insist. I want to make you feel good. Can I? My love? Thank you. Let me unbutton your waistcoat. And your dress shirt. One button at a time. You have a beautiful chest, my prince. I love it. May I touch it? It feels so nice under my hands. So warm. The hairs on your chest brushing against my fingers. Your heart is racing, my love. Mine is too. Have you? Have you never done this before as well? You've been so tender and kind with me. Even if we both don't really know what we're doing, I know it will feel good if it's with you. I can feel something down your trousers, poking up at my nether regions. Is that your manhood? Could I see it, my dear prince? I can. Thank you. Let me get off your lap and kneel in front of you, please. Just remain on the sofa. Let your maid do the work. Let me service my master. Unbutton these buttons. I apologize. My hands are trembling a bit. There we go. And pull down your trousers and your underpants. Oh my, it's amazing. I'm not lying, master. It is beautiful. Stand so tall before me. I would like to try something, if I may be so bold. I've heard of these things the girls in the brothel those do. Things with their mouths. How they suck on a man's cock? Is it called a cock? Okay. My prince, would you let me suck on your cock? Thank you. I will do my best. Taste. Somewhat odd. But I like it. Especially since it's your taste. Taste of my master. Are you enjoying my mouth, love? Does it feel good? Let me try using my tongue a little more. I'm making a bit of a mess, aren't I? Though I don't see you complaining. Do you like this? I made on her knees. Licking your manhood hard. After all that you've done for me, you deserve this. And so much more. I could come over to your study whenever you would want me to. I could bring you some more whiskey, position myself under the desk, and suck and lick while you continue your reading. Your loyal, loving maid. Be the peasant whore that your father said I was? Do you like that? Your own personal whore, your willing maid. You're caressing my hair. I doing a good job for my master? You want me to stop? Why? You're getting close? Very well then. We can proceed to, intercourse? Sex? I think it's called sex. Oh, you want to do the same to me? That is really not necessary, Your Highness. This is supposed to be all about you. Well, I suppose I can't defy an order from my master. I will rest on the sofa then. I will take off my undergarments. Do you wish me to completely take my dress off? No. You think I look pretty in it? As you wish. Spread my legs? It is a bit embarrassing, my love. But I will do it for you. Now I'm sprawled out on the sofa, my legs spread wide. Even if it is for you, it's still a little bit embarrassing. Wait, why are you disappearing into my dress? What are you? Oh, your tongue, oh master. Oh, how scandalous. Your face between my legs. Under my dress, licking my flower, my pussy. Oh, my prince. I know that this is meant to be all about you, but I beg of you, oh, don't stop. It feels so good. Oh, I never thought I would feel such pleasure. Yes, please lick that spot, lick it. That feels amazing. My prince, my master, please keep licking. Oh, don't worry, prince. You're doing amazing. Just continue what you're doing. You may not have any experience, but just take me. Take me, your figure is just so incredible. So good. My master, licking me, kissing me, down there. It feels so nice. I do need you to stop, dear prince. Stop, please. I think I'm getting close myself. I would like to finish together with you. Oh my, you're such a mess covered in my juices. I apologize, my prince. Just let me help you get it off. I want us to do it. Sex, I mean. How do you want me? I want to please you. I want to please you any way I can. Straddle you again on the sofa? Would the bed not be a more appropriate location? I suppose we could do it. On the sofa, if that's what you wish. Do you still wish for me to wear my uniform? Of course, my love. It is very pretty. I do hope we do not ruffle it too much, though. and sit down on the sofa, Your Highness, and I will straddle you again. I can feel your hard manhood pressing up against the wet petals of my flower. Just kissing the tip. Yes, my prince. Slide it up and against my womanhood. Let me grind it. Please do not stop. Wrap your arms around me while I'm straddled in your lap, my love. You're reaching further down with your hand underneath my dress. Please, yes, please, put it in. Make love to me. Let's lose our virginity together. Yes, it's in. Oh, master, it feels so big inside, stretching me out. Yes, it hurts a little, yet is also pleasurable. And I know you'll be tender with me. Please, let me get used to the sensation before we continue, though. Okay, I think we could start moving. Push it all in. Push it against me. No, do not stop, Master. I want you to continue. I can take it. Please, buck up into me. Now, please. Let me move it as well. Up and down, hard on your manhood, while I straddle on your lap. Please, please hold me close as we make love. Oh, you feel so good. Love you so much. Do. Do not worry, dear prince. You are amazing. You feel incredible. Just do not stop. Make love to me. Yes. Harder. Harder, please. Please use me however you want. Use your willing maid however you want. I'm yours. Yours and yours alone. I do not ever want to let go of your strong shoulders or stop sliding up and down on your manhood. Let this last forever. I am yours, my prince. My amazing master. Please go faster. I can take it. Let me move faster as well. Oh, I'm getting close again. Oh, you're getting close as well. Please, my love. Let's come, holding each other. Your manhood buried deep inside me. Please, my love. I'm yours. I'm yours. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it feels so hot inside. Oh, is that your seed, my prince? Oh, it's all right. Let me keep you inside me. Oh, it feels incredible. Oh, let it out, let it out. Just like that. Just like that. We lost our virginity. On the sofa. By this fire. It feels like a fairy tale. Thank you, my love. For everything you've done for me. Not once in my life did I ever think anything like this would happen to me. And yet, it did. Please, hold me close. I know we cannot marry, and that your father will likely force you into a betrothal soon. But I want to stay by your side for as long as I'm alive. I wish to serve you to the best of my abilities, be the best maid a master could ever wish for. And if you would permit it, make love to you every day. I will always be your sweet, loyal, hardworking maid. I will always be yours. Even when you ascend the throne and you have a whole empire to rule, just promise that you will never let me go. Please. Thank you, my dear master. I love you. And you did spill your seed inside of me. I'm no expert in this, but I do believe there's a chance that I might become pregnant with your child. I am afraid of the reaction if your father were to find out. But if it comes to that, will you protect me? Will you save me once again? Just like you did in that alleyway? And hold me close, like you're doing now? Thank you. Thank you so much, my love, for everything.